Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are a father and son studying through 1 Peter. Glad you're eavesdropping in with us. And we are starting a new study here in 1 Peter from the first four verses of chapter 5 on the shepherds. That begins in verse 1 that we're going to look at today, where he says, "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. So therefore is because of what all that he has said about the suffering and whatnot that has to be gone through and the decisions you need to make on doing good or doing evil. Because of that, we need shepherds, we need elders to shepherd and eld."
Yeah, this is where he's going to start talking about this specific group of elders again. Remember, we addressed before, he's been talking about these specific groups of people, and now he goes back to the elders. Of course, he's been petitioning them and talking to them about this suffering for a while now, but in the middle of stressful situations, which is where they're at, it's important to have good leadership and to have that in place. And so Peter starts talking to their leadership here now.
Yeah, and you mentioned petition. That exhort is a petition verb, mm-hmm. which is, again, if you go back to the beginning of our studies together, we talked about how important those petition verbs were to draw attention to main ideas. Well, one of the main ideas, of course, is suffering. And because of that suffering, we need the elders to provide that spiritual leadership, because the sheep are in danger. They're in danger of giving up their inheritance that he started back in chapter 1 talking about. If they don't remain faithful during the suffering, that's why the sheep need shepherding.
Yeah, and Peter's going to he's going to offer this kind of relatability here in a few different ways. He tells them he's a fellow elder. He's also a fellow witness, and he's a fellow partaker. So all three of those. It could be that he's an elder, like as a position in the church, a formal position as an elder. I tend to believe that it's more just that he's an older member of Christ's church, and with that comes hopefully wisdom and advance in your faith. And so he's talking to these older member. He says, I'm a fellow elder too. You know, I'm with you here. And he's also a witness of the sufferings of Christ here.
Yeah, I agree with you about the idea. It's not necessarily a hill to die on or whatever, but if you think about that idea of elder is used in two different ways throughout the text, as a like in a generic sense and a specific sense. The specific sense would be the 1 Timothy 3, Titus 1 work that's talked about there. But it's also used in a generic sense in kind of a Jewish sense, and we've talked about the Jewishness of this letter as those that were the leaders, the mm-hmm. spiritual leaders, and everyone that is a shepherd, that is a 1 Timothy 3, Titus 1 kind of elder, needs to be a spiritual leader, of course. But all spiritual leaders are not 1 Timothy 3, Titus 1 kind of elders. And certainly as an apostle, he would have been. The reason why, I would assume you too, but the reason why I don't know that he was an elder in the sense of a 1 Timothy 3, Titus 1 kind of elder, is just because of the fact that as an apostle, he was traveling as much as he was. I don't know that it would have been something that would have been very easy for him to have done. In both biblical history and church history and secular history tells us about how how extensively he traveled. And so either way, the point is that I understand what it's like to be a spiritual leader in the church. And then the second part of that, he's also one who is a witness of the sufferings of Jesus. So not only was he a spiritual leader, but he, you know, he wrote about in chapter 2, verse 21 through 25, of how that Jesus was our example in suffering. Well, I saw that firsthand, up close.
I was there.
I was there. I witnessed the suffering, and I witnessed what he had to suffer, and I witnessed that he endured that suffering, remaining faithful to God, and how he handled it. So I know it can be done because I saw him do it. So you keep doing it as well. And then he says he's a fellow partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed.
Yeah, that suffering means a little bit more whenever you, especially how heavy he's placing emphasis on how that we are to be suffering like Christ is suffering. It means a little more whenever he says, I was there. I watched the suffering. I was, you know, I experienced it. And now I know what it means to say we ought to suffer in that same way. There's a different kind of knowledge that's there with it. But he's also a partaker. He's a fellow partaker in the glory that's going to be revealed. That's something that Peter has been consistently going back to, is this idea of glory that is attained after suffering. It's a theme that he's been following, I think, all the way since chapter 1, about mm-hmm. verses 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. Of that, this glory that's going to be given to us by God,
uncovered
after the suffering. Yeah,
that's what he said.
It's
going to
be fully revealed. Yeah, and it's going to be uncovered and known to us. And that's a part of salvation that maybe not everybody's gotten to experience yet. But he says it's kind of like a don't lose sight of the goal here. Once again, he's a fellow partaker in the glory, which also means I'm right here. I'm suffering with you. I'm still going through the same trenches that I'm asking you to go through. But we're also looking toward the same goal, and we're going to be after the same purpose here. This is, again, it's kind of a call to relatability again, in that I'm not asking you to do something or seek something or pursue something that I'm not already doing myself.
Yeah, so he hasn't actually gotten to what he's exhorting them to do. He's just relating to, you know, this is why I am exhorting you to do so. But in the next couple of verses, he'll get to that, and we hope to get to that tomorrow in our next episode. We hope that you will continue to study 1 Peter along with us, that you'll like and share, review, subscribe, all of those kinds of things, wherever you find Scripture Spotlight, that you will spread the news, let others know about this program, that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes every day with us, whether you're getting ready for work, driving to school, relaxing at the end of the day, or anywhere in between, that you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us as we dig into God's Word on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.